Good morning. We are starting our new topic today. It's based on Parshas Bahar, and the question is, if you want to transact business, if you want to buy something, if you want to sell something, if you want to hire a worker, for example, if you need something serviced, should you, are you required to, or is it advisable to do business with somebody who is Jewish as opposed to non-Jewish? It's not a discriminatory question. It is a preparatory question. Should we give a preference to somebody who is amitacha? Just like there's a mitzvah of tzedakah to give to somebody you are closer to, should we be giving business and hiring somebody, selling something, buying something from somebody who we are closer to or not? That's the fundamental question. And we are going to see, it's actually based on a pasuk, Parshas Bahar, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yudalid. It says, V'chisin komar mimkar lamisecha, konami lamisecha, altanu ish esachiv. Literally, when you're buying and selling, be sure to not engage in unfair business practices. That's what it is talking about. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. However, there's a drasha on this pasuk, and the pasuk is read a little bit differently based on the drasha in the sifra, and it says as follows in the medrash: where do you know that you're, if you're selling something, that you should sell it to somebody who is amitacha? Amitacha is am somebody from your nation. It could be talking about somebody Jewish or somebody who's observant. We're going to have to qualify that as we go through our tzugya. Talmud Lomar, we read the pasuk as follows: kisim chora mimkar, when you have something to sell, sell it to la amitecha, somebody who's part of your am. And also, when you okano, when you want to buy something, it should be miyad amitecha. You should buy it from somebody who is considered to be part of your am. So, based on this, we have a preference to give, whether we're buying, whether we're selling, and we're going to have to expand that conversation as well. Firstly, is this an obligation, or is it simply an etza tova? Is it just a good thing to do, kind of like we have to tzedakah obligation? That's the obligation, but it's just the right thing to do, or is there an obligation to do this? Or, for example, what happens if the prices are different, if you can get it a little bit cheaper from the non-Jew than the Jew, a little cheaper, a lot cheaper, a little bit, in the medium, in the middle from the non-Jew? Or how about if the Jewish store is further away? That's also what we're going to have to analyze. And does this apply just to buying and selling, as the pasuk says, when you buy, when you sell, or also hiring workers, giving loans, and etc.? So what we're going to do today is just give background to important Gemaras that will be critical as we go through our topic. We will call them Gemara number 1 and Gemara number 2. Gemara number 1 is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and it brings a pasuk, Losochlu Kol Nevela. If you have a Nevela, which is kosher animal that did not have a kosher shechita, so it cannot be eaten by a Jew, it's a Nevela. So what do you do with it? So there are two options, the pasuk says. Don't eat that. You can give it to a ger. A ger does not mean a convert here. It means a non-Jew who has taken on the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, the seven Noachite laws. So you can give it to him. Giving means for free, or machor l'nachri, or sell it to a non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. There's a machlokis between the Amoraim, how to understand this. This mishnah between the Amoraim, no, the Tanaim, it's a Tanaim that are having machlokas on this, how to understand this, the psukim here. But both agree, it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, both agree that this pasuk is teaching us that we give a priority, that we give it for free to a ger toshav, that is that non-Jew that has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, that we give it for free to a ger toshav before selling it to a non-Jew. So there's a priority, taking care of somebody who's closer to you, somebody accepted upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, they have a priority, giving it for free to them rather than selling it to a non-Jew. That is Gemara number 1, and we see here that there is a priority even to a non-Jewish, a ger toshav. And Gemara number 2 is a Gemara in Baba Metzia on the pasuk Kim Kesef Talveh Sami. This is the pasuk that tells us there's a mitzvah deoraisa to lend money when a Jew is in need. Esa ani imach, the ani should be with you. And there are various drushes in the Gemara there, and the one that's most relevant to us is it says that if you have a choice to give a loan between ami, a Jew, v'nachri, and a non-Jew, if they both come to you and you only have enough money for one of them, ami kodem, you give it to the Jew before giving it to the non-Jew. Now the Gemara there asks, isn't that obvious? You're going to take care of a Jew before the non-Jew, somebody who's close to you, part of your nation, part of who you are, Am Yisrael, you're going to take care of them first. And the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna. Rav Nachman says that Huna told me what it's coming to teach us is, even if you would be able to charge the non-Jew ribis, usury, interest on it, and to a Jew, you would be giving it for free. You're not allowed to charge interest. Still, despite the fact that you would be able to make money on the loan to the non-Jew, you have to give it to the Jew first, even though it is interest-free. You have to forego that interest. So we have a second Gemara here that is teaching us that you have a priority. There are priorities, taking care of somebody who you're closer with, and it's teaching us when it comes to loans, you have to forego that potential profit, that interest that you would have earned, and take care of the Jew rather than giving the interest-free loan to the non-Jew. Now, again, I want to stress, this is not a matter of discrimination at all. This is simply a matter of setting priorities. The priority is taking care of somebody, part of your own nation, part of who you are. And in fact, the Meiri says something absolutely beautiful. He says that it's a mitzvah to prioritize the Jew for free, the loan without any interest, to the non-Jew, even though you could earn interest. But nonetheless, because the non-Jew has come to you and he needs help, there is, yesh bo tzad mitzvah u'musar. You should help that non-Jew, mitzad mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mutzar, he came to you, don't turn him away without helping him. So we're only talking now about somebody who cannot afford to give loans to each of them. The obligation would be to give it to the Jew over the non-Jew. But if you have the funds to help out both, there's a mitzvah, mitzvah musar, to help out the non-Jew as well. So again, this is simply a matter of priority. It is not a matter of discriminating, chas v'shalom, against anyone, because it's a mitzvah to help the non-Jew as well. Now, the Pnei Yeshua, and on this point, we are going to end for today. We have two Gemaras here. The first Gemara is telling us, if you have an Avela, we are going to prioritize the non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Ach over the non-Jew who hasn't. And we have a second Gemara that's teaching us when it comes to loans that we're going to prioritize a Jew, even though the loan is interest-free, there's no interest on it, prior to the non-Jew, even if you could have interest. Why do we need the second Gemara? From the first Gemara, we learn that we are at priorities. We have to take care of somebody who's closer to you. If you have to take care of a ger toshav and give him that nevela for free, rather than selling it to non-Jews, certainly when it's going to come to helping out a Jew with a loan, you're going to have to give the Jew over the non-Jew. So why do we need the second Gemara to teach us what seems to be the kal v'chomer, or certainly the same prioritization? And the Bnei Yeshua answers as follows. Had it been just from the first Gemara, we would have thought that this applies only to a nevela, which is a small financial loss. A nevela, treif meat, I have no use for it, I can't eat it, not a lot of value in it. Okay, give it away to the ger toshav. You have to take care of that ger toshav, rather than a non-Jew has not accepted upon himself sheva mitzvahs b'neach. Okay, a small loss I can bear with, I have that obligation. But when it comes to a large loss, giving a loan for interest to someone, you could earn a lot of money, that could be viewed as a large loss. I would have thought that that is not the case. In that instance, I can get the interest loan rather than giving the loan to a Jew interest free. The second Gemara that's teaching us about loans is coming to teach us that even if you have to incur a large loss, you have to forego that large gain, all of that interest, still this prioritization requirement seems to apply as well. So that's background. We have two Gemaras that we're going to be building on, and we're going to start in Mir Tashem getting into the more important, more tangible discussions based on these. These were the theoretical Gemara somewhat, and now we're going to get into the tachlis, bottom line. When it comes to buying and selling, do we really have to give a priority? And we will, Amir Tashem, continue tomorrow.